Daryl, go ahead.
Daryl, did you think Paxton did?
You know, Jeff, I thought he did pretty good. I mean, you know, you take the interception away at the end, and that's experience. They change coverage up on him, and you know, he's got to make better decision with the ball. But, you know, he continues to make great plays because of his ability, but it continues to be about consistency. But I think the strides he's made since we've got him have been very good, and we've got to continue to make some more.
Comfortable with him as your backup?
You know, we got a lot of decisions to make on our team, Troy, you know, so I mean, we got decisions to make, you know, obviously running back decisions to make, you know, we got defensive line decisions to make, wide receiver. I mean, Jordan comes in here, plays his tail off, so it's not about one spot and what we're going to do at one spot, it's about what we're going to do with the team.
When do you have to do that, Gary? Given
I don't think we have to do things until Saturday, but John and I plan on doing most of our work tomorrow morning. And, you know, with these kids, so we'll get back pretty darn late tonight. There'll be a lot of work to do tomorrow morning because we got to switch our gears and get going to Carolina.
Is tomorrow like a Monday for you in the regular season?
Yeah, it's a hell of a Monday. Let me put it that way. You know, there's a lot of work to do with the team as well as the start game planning and doing those type of things that we do on a Monday for a regular season game.
With Jordan Taylor, is it kind of a matter of whether you keep six receivers and –
Well, like I said, Mike, I'm not going to get too far ahead on, you know, how we're going to structure the team. But obviously he's a kid who's done a lot of good things since he's been here, got to play the most he's played. He goes out and makes plays, you know. So I think, you know, without me getting into too many names, I think the guys that have been consistent around here in camp and stuff showed it again tonight, really, when you go back and look at it. Yeah, Zaire's one of them. I think Shiloh Kale, you know, is out there. I think Shiloh played every play of defense and special teams. And, you know, Kilgo to me, did some good things, you know, just watching the game. And Capri did some good things, but his thigh bothered him a little bit and couldn't go. So, you know, those guys that have been pretty consistent usually keep going.
How about a guy like Henry Melton? You know, he goes down with a knee injury, but he came back.
He's not the only one, Mike. You look out there, you look at John Phillips playing. I mean, he's an 8-year veteran. He knows he's out there battling for his life on this team. And, you know, Billy Winn, you know, guys that have played in this league, been on teams, been successful in this league, but yet understand the importance of what tonight meant as far as them being a part of our team. So, you know, we'll go back and evaluate it. But like I said, a lot of tough decisions to make.
Are some of those tough decisions at the outside linebacker with all the depth?
Well, I think that's one position we feel pretty darn good about. You know, we got five, and, you know, we tried. There were certain guys we suited for the game that we did not want to play, and Dakota was one of those players. So, you know, we got by with three guys. You know, those guys battled their tail off, and, you know, we had certain guys we were trying to make sure we got fresh the next week, and we were concerned whether we could do that, but we were able to get through it.
Are Sam Brilo and Weems healthy enough where you don't have to account for them?
Weems. They're both there. Obviously, Ty is behind Weems right now. I mean, Weems has practiced the last couple of days. Ty still hasn't went out there and banged on anybody, but I think we're really close, and hopefully we're talking about this week.
The timing was such, we just talked to you about the move at punter with Cole Quinton going with Riley Dixon.
Riley's a young kid. He's done a lot of good things. I mean, obviously tonight's, you know, we got to be better than we were tonight. You know, it's not about one spot, Mike. I mean, there's a lot of things that went on tonight that we got to be better, you know, do a better job at, and coach and playing and everything. So we were asking Riley to experiment a little bit with the punt. Joe's been working with him on, and obviously it didn't work out very good tonight. So put that on us as coaches. But he's got a bright future. Well, it's been real good the last few weeks. You know, B-Mac's kicked in big games and been really good for us. I got a lot of confidence in him. He's our guy. We just got to go have a good week this week and be ready to go.
How'd you feel Ronnie did out there?
You know, Ronnie played little. I want to say, you know, offensively, we moved the ball and had some, you know, first yards per play. We had a really good thing going on, but just didn't hang on to it. You know, they kept it most of the time. I want to say Ronnie maybe only played about 15 plays. I mean, Ronnie's had a good 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks, and we got tough decisions to make there. We're going to be a three-back team, four-back team. I don't know. We got to go get that done.
How about Ferenz as a combat?
Yeah, Mike, you know, he's ready. We cleaned his knee up. He had some cartilage issues going on. We felt like we could get to Carolina with him if we went and took care of it, so we did that. He is up and around. The expectations are that he's back next week, but he's still got to come back.
He made the team before you, didn't he?
What's that?
Ferenz, fill
he made the team, otherwise he wouldn't.
I think he's had a good camp. You know, we got a lot of decisions to make.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Jeff?
Do you have a feel of what you would do with Mark Sanchez?
Well, I mean, like I said, Jeff, we got to evaluate the entire situation. You know, it's about 53 guys that we want to go to battle with this season, so we got a lot of tough decisions to make. Okay.